Gaza briefly.
The primary sugya of dichru is with respect to karbonis. Karbonis, a karbon which is nidche, hol v'nidche yidache, and you cannot come back to become kosher again later on. That's where the concept is found primarily. It's found in Masechta Zvachim. We'll see today a few different places in Masechta Zvachim. And some of you have seen the Kiddush Dav Zayin. Rashi tells us, just to make things clear, to review briefly, Yesh Dicha Etz HaMitzvahs, to Rashi Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, the eighth narrow line, Kloma Noheges, Torah Dicha Etz HaMitzvahs, Kashem Shereges Etz HaKarbonis. Timnir V'nitches, Mishanishcha To Amrit, Yidoche, it's a question about the Chaim Yidoche Manat, the Rashi doesn't want to take any chances, Mishanishcha To Adol Chaladeus, Sudo Hodor Chazi. Here too, by mitzvahs as well, do we or don't we say that thing about Shaila? Oh. So now, that's Shaila number one. Shaila number two is what's called Dichui Meikara. Rashi says over here, Hashlo Diek Ben Dichui Meikara Nira Venitcha. Whereas in Kotshim, the Gemara has a whole sugya about this. And here the Gemara in Masechet HaSukkah, right now, Namad Gimel Man Aleph at least, doesn't make any distinction whether it's Nira Venitcha or Nitcha Meikara. Okay? And the question, of course, becomes, should there be a distinction between kodshim and mitzvahs with respect to this? So we started explaining yesterday, based upon what the Brisker Rav had said, that in his Chidushim on Zvachim, which I did bring in today, and Daf Yud Beis, this, of course, is not his notes, which Talmidim took from his Shiurim. The whole, you know, what can I say? Since he didn't write it himself, there's a whole underground. That's about the best word to use. Kisvei HaGriz. You know, first the family was upset about it. Then I think they're less upset about it. A whole discussion about what the Brisker Rav actually said, what he didn't say, because it's not his own words. When he wrote, the sefer that he wrote, which is printed posthumously, that was a Brisker tradition, Reb Chaim, you know, Velvel only had this form printed posthumously, whatever reason. In any event, let me discuss a brief word from the Brisker Rav as the notes discuss it. Here's the word. It's like this: Dichui meikara v'nir v'nitcha em shnei inyonim. Dichui meikara eino shach ledin dichui d'nir v'nitcha. Saying the same thing twice. You emphasize it's tzvei din if you repeat yourself. It's two din, okay? The hadin dichui, for those who want to look up later, I'm just starting on page Mem Aleph in this version of Chidush HaGriz. The hadin dichui shall nira v'nitche, who dichui shall be poel. Haino im nitche be poel me'akrova. Poel means in reality. The hadin shall dichui me'akara, who dichui be etzim ha-hektish shall ha-korban. Hainu shechala le'ad kedusha d'chuyu mitchilasa. This is a very long d'shavart. It's not so much a d'chiyah b'po'al. It's that the kedusha's d'chuy. The kedusha itself has a shame d'chuy on it, if you will. Hainu shechala le'ad kedusha d'chuyu mitchilasa. And nafkamina, he gives an example, Zvachem nafnun tes. Zvachem nafnun tes, where it says, and some of the stuff was on the Yomar HaMakomus that you had, and Zvachem Nafnun Tes, the benifkam hamizbeach, so dichu meikara lo havi dichu. Tosis is stuck. Explains over here, the benifkam hamizbeach, hadichu eno shach rak le nire v'nitche, to dichu bepol mehakrova. Aval dichu meikara eno shach klal. A beautiful word. Why not? The bechefta shalak korban lo nitche klal. When it comes to the dichui meikara, it's only for the chesaron and the carbon itself. But in Zvachem Nuntes, the carbon is fine. The mizbech became possible. The mizbech became possible. It was impossible to be makavit. That's true. You can't call the chesaron and the kedushas habehema. Impossible. That's what he explains. It's impossible. This is the Brisker Rav's primary word. Okay? So by Atkan Dvarov. That's the case by Kochim, we can suggest the cheftas dochui. So I'm adding, We can explain why, we tried to explain yesterday, why Dichui Me'ekara is Dichui. Why Dichui Me'ekara is Dichui. He says again, Dichui Me'ekara is a chesaron in the Chefza. A Chefza. Fine. So we have this Nakuda. I'm trying to explain this from the Biyado perspective. Okay? When it's Biyado Gomur, Rabosai, that requires two things. We said yesterday and this year. Number one, he can easily do it. And it's Omed Lekach. So if he can easily do it, and it's Omed Lekach, you don't have the Chasaran in the Kedusha of the carbon. Because it's easily undone, whatever the Chasaran was. And it's meant to be undone. It's omen to be. That's how it's translated, the word omen. It stands to be, literally. It stands to be undone. Because the kosher gave it to the post, it stands to go back to be mak of the dam, kadasu kadin. Fine. When it comes to mitzvahs, Rabbi Osai, the following svara, it seems to me. What dichui me'ekara? Dichui me'ekara only works if you have a carbon, at a certain level of kedusha. You can call it kedusha as dichui. When it comes to a chefta shel mitzvah, until the moment that the person is obligated, we don't discuss the chefta at all. There are hadassim floating around today. What's today's date? Yud Beis Adar. Great. Hadassim floating. There's going to be matzahs floating around today. There can even be, whatever the chefta shel mitzvah you want. It could be It's simply something that grew on the ground. But right now, doesn't assume it's Shem, Chefta Shemitzvah. And if you want to say you do, let's say you want to say that maybe you're in a Dichui Me'ekara by mitzvahs, which is a discussion over here as a possibility, right? As long as it's in the hand of the person, listen carefully, b'mitzias, to get rid of it, it's not considered to be nidcheh at all. There's no kedush. Head of art. The brisker of the art by kachem is not a part of mitzvahs. He calls it a kedusha as dichui. Again, dichui be'etzam hekla shel korban. That doesn't apply when it comes to mitzvahs. So therefore, either there's no dichui at all by mitzvahs. That's what I was going to say on the base. We'll discuss later. Psak halacha will come to today, hopefully. But even if you'll say that there is a problem, it can be undone by a dichui, even if it's not a dichui which stands to be done. It doesn't matter, as long as it's in his hands to do it, it's good enough. I'm not going to say that b'mtzias, it's not a problem. Oh, nirev v'nitche, Rabbi Osai. Once we were discussing the avi, wasn't nirev v'nitche, it already came to be called the chefta shemitzah. It was nirev, right? Sukkos came in, and the hadas was potentially nireh, right? And then some what happened becomes nidche. That's again the girsa that we have in our Gemara, Rabbi Osai. Also, b'tarma niktamir b'roshim b'rav yontav. Also, b'tarma b'yontav mao. A discussion back and forth. Obviously, yontav, you have to discuss whether it's kosher or apostle, right? So it's good. Nireh v'nidche, not nireh v'nidche. In the case of Nira v'nitche, we already discussed this chefta mishadchiyah v'gavra, this dicha by mitzvahs. There you require a biyado gomor. A biyado gomor. Why? The same word as the brisker Rav said. If it's, I'm trying to explain to you about the Nira with the equivalency between the dicha me'ekara by kochim and Nira v'nitche by mitzvahs. This is what I'm trying to add based on the brisker Rav. In both, we're dealing with a chefza. When it comes to Kedusha's carbon, as the Brisker Rav explains so beautifully, there's a chefza of carbon which has to have a absolute total biyado for it to avoid the problem of yesh dichui by carbonus, right? And even in a situation of nidche meikar, there's a problem because the chefza of Kedusha's dichui. When it comes to a mitzvah, if it's meikara, we weren't even discussing the chefts at all. If it's nireh v'nitche, once it's nireh, so then the chefts is under discussion, then you'll also need a biyada gomer. This explains the opinion that we saw yesterday in Tosfos. That's what comes out. Let's review. Put the Tosfos. Dichu mei kara be mitzvahs and ain't a biyada. That's our gemara. Lo nifshatai bai. It wasn't resolved. It's unresolved. It's unresolved. Tosfos is unresolved. Right? It's unresolved. We don't know the answer to the question. Oh. The Ritva disagrees. Ritva says it is resolved. Now, it's not so simple how he got it. We didn't see it being resolved. Let me show you what he says. It's a very brief quotation. It's on the Makaris. You'll see how he thinks it's resolved. Oh. These are words of Ritva. He says, Hod asin el agamar, ari baya. Mehi de kisi adam. Tavin nire v'nitche de chomir. This is, wait a minute. As Rashi said, Agamar on top never has made a distinction between nitche, meikar, nire v'nitche. And you know, you bring in a raya from a case of nire v'nitche. Zok de Ritva. Because shkein asin el Allah. The rabbi of kosh again. The cave and the benira benitcha the chomer tvei. I mean, endichu by kisoi kosh again. Behold, the bina bayon the kilt tvei. Davidicha mekara. So v'salka v'teku. They want to be poshulit. So far, Gemara is a teku. Because the Gemara rejects the. Remember, the Gemara rejects the rabbi of kisoi. Zok the ritva. Here it's a teku. On a aleph. You turn the page, he says like this. Oh. The Kamon Bishmaitin, if Shita, the Dichui Meikara, Lo Ave Dichui. It's another base. That's where the Gemara makes a distinction. And he claims that the Maskonis HaGemara is, not completely clear that the Maskonis HaGemara, Tosas with Samasa Shaila. He says, no, it's a Maskonis HaGemara. The Gemara discusses over here what's the din in such a circumstance. Tivshim mina dichui mekara lo avi dichui. It sounds to me that the Gemara says not necessarily be poshut to buy it. It's low tivshim. It says no. That's the chiyah biyama. It really is a pshitus. So machlokas rabosa between Tos and the Ritva is a maskonas a Gemara that dichui mekara is not by mitzvahs. It's not a dichu or not. Tosfos is not sure, and Ritva is sure that it's mutter. We'll see soon. Lochal Maisa to get to it. In case it really comes up in real life, we'll come to it. B'siyat Adishmai. What does the Balamora say? He also has an opinion. Yeah, the Balamora wasn't lazy to express an opinion on the matter, which I'm sure didn't come to him too often in Provence. Dichu meikor? Maybe. I don't know. I shouldn't say for sure. But he had what to say. Here we go. Rabbo says it's Mem Gimel in our daf. The Balamor is a different girsa. Let's start the second column. Hoda boy Rav Yirmiyah niktam rosho. Ika nuschei de kosabu niktam rosho me erev yomtiv. Ha 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 ha. That's based on Rashi and Tosfos. We'll work that assumption. Vanan lo gasinon ela niktam rosho v'yolso v'tamro means biyomtiv mahu. Yesh dichu, dichu olo. V'zeh dobel adichu shokis yadan dem aysin olo. Shezeh v'zeh nirem v'nitchu. Don't give me this kol shket business ritva you. No. No, just change the gerisa. V'en adichu meikara. Yeah. What's the maskana? Uve gemara asikna, dichu meikara, lo have dichu. That's okay, that we understand. Pshot mina derived from there that nira v'nitcha chose v'nira lo tivshet mina. Therefore, v'im ava v'liket anava shal hadas b'yomtev im eshchir me'av yomtev kosher im eshchir b'yomtev posel shemiyacha she nira v'nitcha in a chose v'nira. For yiska kozeh ha'rifzal. The rift didn't mention anything. This is the Balamos Pesach. You paskin the chumra rabosai in the case of Nira v'nitche was not resolved. We pass on the chumra. Dichu meikara, we pass on the kula. Tosfos is not sure about that. We'll see soon in Shulchan Aruch. Narabosai. Rabosai. The Sugas HaGemara in Masech Tzvachim that I asked you to see in the Mechanef Yisoy and the Mar Mekom, but I hope so, is important to see as we continue a little bit in our little rare escapade into Kotchim. We're not going too far into that field of learning, but a little bit. You have to know a little bit of everything, right? Zvachim. Watch this. Eid Yafresheh Eidna Dichu Mekarhu. Eid Yafresheh Miesmel Nir Venitchu. I'm going into the Pratim now because the Pratim are complicated. We don't want to get into Pratim too much. Okay? Just show you a couple of the words that we've spoken about before. Remember, Ein Mechus Zman Abba Bayom? Lala Ein Mechus Zman? We saw that. Remember we saw that? Why is it critical moment Shkia? Should have been Alos HaShachar. Right, we saw it in the back. Right, this is where we got it from. Lala Mechus Zman. Okay, we're not going to the problem either. Then we have over here, just which you see yourself, Baal Echai Nidochim. It's another Machloikas. That's what Kedush Nav Zayin, if you learned it. That's what we saw Rashi said Nishchata to get out of that problem. Just, you see the Gemara, we're not going to the Pratim right now. I want to show you one Tosfos. Oh. Let's see. There's a Tosfos in Masech Tzvachim on Daf Yud Bezim and Aleph. What does it say? Watch. Eid Yafresh in the Achtochem Mekaru. Lo dama le mechusa kipurim lo choshev dochi konam avaz kabano den zman ma shiyata v'yitbo aval hay lo chazi le pesk le shlam afin shayot zman shlam. The question, of course, becomes the issue of biyado. A biyado. So we could say that biyado works for dichui meikara. It's not considered dichui. Not able to share the source and toast right now. It's not considered to be dichui meikara. Why? Biyado to be mevado the dichui. It's not called Kiddushas Dichui, based upon what the Brisker Rav said. He takes a long Bachsha Kivant a little bit. That if it's a question of Kiddushas Dichui, which is a Chasaran, right? So the question would be, I can be Mevada this Tchir. It's not Kiddushas Dichui. It's a Kiddusha Shlema. But when it comes to Nira Venitche, what did Brisker Rav say? But Poyel, right? So B'poyel, we can argue the B'yada won't even help. That's a possibility. Again, I'm not going to all the... Now, we discussed a minute ago the sugya in Zvachim. One second over here. Daf Nun Tes. I asked you that one too, but we saw a quote before in the Brisker Rav. Where's the case over here? We can find it. Where's Nifka Mamizbeach? Oh, here we go. Minayin the mizbeach shenifka, shekol hakotchim shenishchu l'sham psulim. Okay, it's no good. Fine. So there's a mashal over here. Balechaim nidochim, balechaim nidochim. Tchuyim meikoreninu. That's the whole discussion of the Gemara over here, right? Tchuyim meikore by nifka mizbeach, right? And we saw that the Brisker Rav was coming on the Tosfos. Let's see the Tosfos. No better luck this time. Oh. Az lim mizbeach, tchuyin mei karahein, el az shal nifkam v'nifkam, mishani, etc., etc. And he goes to the various questions, what's dichu mei kara, what's not dichu mei kara, back and forth. So Tosfos is over here, Tahasam ain biyoro l'takein mikri dachui, as he said back on daf yud beis amid beis. Avol hacha means over here in Masechta Zvachim on daf nun tes biyoro l'takein amizbeach. So it's not considered to be dichoi. Meaning to have a mechusas man begufa, it's going to come by itself, it's going to be better. It goes to various places in Shas. I in Zvachim Yud Beis. Okay, the better Lashos, so at Chatzos, Lomel Yeh Kosher, just wait till Chatzos, it'll become kosher. It goes to the various Shailas over here, what's considered Dochi, what's not considered to be Dochi. So Tosfos says that if it's a Dichi Me'ekara, it's okay, because B'yodol Takanam is Be'ach. Like mechus is man. This man comes by itself. Nonetheless, it says that nira v'nitche, it wouldn't work. Don't have a dichu me'ekara. But nira v'nitche, it wouldn't work. Where do you find such a concept, Rabbi Osai? Let's go back where we came from. Okay. You'd base him at base. Dichu b'damim is a whole discussion. The sugya of dichu continues. So here Tosfos says, find it. Oh boy! Let's take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, let's read the Tosfos. Okay, it's true we're learning sugya, but this is worthwhile singing Zvachim anyway. Shema mino dichi meko avi dichui. Temo, gabi hadas, what does it say? It's not dichui. Shani hasim de biyoro le takno. Teda, gabi lulav shenikdem roshim evyanta, v'olso v'otam evyanta, v'boro le yesh dichui lav dichui. V'lo pashtino le mihoda bishub de nekla me biyoro le takno. Talks about the fact that biyoro is helpful. So once again, the distinction is made over here that by nira v'nitche, it may not work. Why not? What's the case that we are talking about over here? The case of a mumar, right? We saw it yesterday, mumar. So there, it presumably might not work. So how do you get out of all these things? It's a problem. How do you get out of all these things? Watch. Here we go. Hamer Dasso. Watch this. Look what he says. Lo nochet shivish korban le'achash hamer Dasso. Te'ahu kosher. Why? Kevin de biyodol de takein bekal kimo nifgam hamizbeach. And therefore, it's okay. Biyodol kal. Isn't that against what we saw yesterday? Rabosai, one more time, Tosfos or Rosh. Open up to Tosfos or Rosh. Yesterday, Shir. I want to ask you, how many levels of Biyodo are there? One, two, or three? Before I saw Tosfos, I thought there's only one. Make up your mind, Rabosai. Is it either Biyodo or it's not Biyodo? Yesterday, we came upon two. Do I hear three? Well, let's take a look slowly. What did Tosfos or Rosh say? Tosfos Rosh said over here in our sugya, it's page Chav Beis in our print. Talks about kosher works, biyodo, Ravashi. He writes as follows. It's the first wide line, page Chav Beis in Tosfos Rosh on top right. Mil the gaima lo dami lai dehasam nirev enitchu. I feel hachi kosher. V'nira v'nitche ain chos v'nira lecham b'shmaiten. Adav biyodol lokto. V'chein ba'idir hifresh korban v'nishtame biyodol achzer. Feel hachi amin perikam b'dizvachim nitche yidoche. And the same applied difkam as beach. Three cases. Ishloma deshani hasam shekiba lakosher v'nosin apostle shebekal yochol etaken sheavzirenu lakosher. It's not going to the dichoy. But these three cases are not kal. But wait a minute. Tosin over here that it is considered to be kal. Is it is not kal? Is it is kal? Only way I say, Rabbi said, believe it or not, there were three levels. We'll say kal ma'od, kal tzas, and not kal at all, or the equivalent thereof. How else are you gonna answer this? Okay, what is the easiest, the highest level of yado? It's omer lekach. It's a mitzvah lekach. There's no issur involved whatsoever. That's the Gemara Rabbosai either hadas and erev yontif, right? Hadas erev yontif has all three pluses going for it. And the other case is the case of the dam. The dam over there is in Mesechtos Vachim. I only got the Gemara. We'll forget the talk. Lamedalim at base. We saw this one yesterday. Kima Akosha and Asla Pazel, Tricha. Levele Dichoy. Remember he's talking about? Where? Chanana Mitzvah is not from Dichoy. That's Rava. Ravashi says no. Kol Shebiyodo. This is the absolute maximum Biyodo. No Yisurim. It's Mitzvah Lekach. It's Omer Lekach. This is the most obvious. This and Erev Yontif and Hadassim are the two of the same. It's biyodo kal ma'od ma'od ma'od. It's omer lekach as ala milus. That is an in-between stage. All those cases we saw in Tosfos Rosh. What's the in-between stage? In the case of, for example, nishtamet. Sure, you can make duchuva, but it's not so easy to do tshuva. Then you have yontif. You can do it, but it's an issue of yontif. Then you have a case of nifkam mizbeach. Not so easy, because you have to get the gizbar to do it. We'll see. So these are things that are in between. Okay, so then there's things which are harder even than that. So the word kal is like everything else in life, is a relative term. Relative term, theory of relativity again. Okay, so let's chazer again the criteria. Okay, the biyodo gomor is only two cases. Hadas and Erev Yontif and Zvachon Lamadal and Midbeis. Omed mitzvah, fine. Some cases where it's ain't omed, for example, right over here, a muma. How many women do you know who did tshuva? I mean, it's possible. How many do you know? Watch this. Kol shuva b'dichli. But an omed meruma ain't a dichli, b'yodo, came with the ain mamata b'yomtiv. Kisi adam, they call dichli k'sir ruch nizkala. Why? Came in the ain mitzvah levat ladichu lechoshe biyodo. So it's not omer lekach. For the dama lecha the mitzvah leosvo. What about hifrish kol b'hemer das the mitzvah do tshuva? Ain the biyodo. Came in the ain dait olach. That's a mitzvah. But unfortunately, most women are not going to come back from church to the shul. They stay there. Unfortunately, so the different levels on both sides. Three different levels. So a mumar and nifkam, yeah, it's relative. It's less. It's not as difficult as some of the other cases that we spoke about before. So therefore, by nira v'nitchen is dichui, not by dichui meikara. Omer a mitzvah, even nira v'nitchen is no dichui, and some is not kal at all. For example, what are those two cases? What are the two cases, Rabbi Osai? The two cases found in the Gemara and in the Rishonim. One is a behemah shel shutfin. I have to go buy you out. One is a guy has money, and the only way to be able to bring his car is if you mafka all your money. If you saw it in the Ma'amar Kamos, that's kosher ma'od. That's not kal by any stretch. So that kind of yodo won't work at all. As there's no other way to explain it. Except for that, let's go back to the Tosfos before we. This is the one. Here we go. Look, eyes biyodo l'taka lika chetz sheni of the carbon, and biyodo hafkin nechosla v'bi hamanani. No, Ein biyara kol kach. In those cases, kmo nifka mizbeach. Yeah. Why? Because that's considered to be kal. Yeah. It's the theory of relativity. Right. The theory of relativity. It's kal compared to those two very hard ones. That's what it comes up. The truth is, this is found in the sefer called the Mikdash David. Who was the Mikdash David? Mikdash David of David HaKohen Rappaport was a Magid Shir in Baranovich. And he wrote this beautiful svarim. Guess what? Kochim, Zroim, and Taras. Should not learn to the yeshivas. But his day was unheard of. And he wrote a pioneering sefer, which, and now that it's put out beautifully. I have the old edition at home. They redid it 12 years ago. It's beautiful. He discusses this beferish in his piece. It's called Simen Lamed Gimel. He said, well, look, later on, we have it downstairs in the Beis Medrash. Simen Lamed Gimel Os Beis. They call it a Sifkotten Beis. Venerik, I'll read it with the words. Klolo Shaldava. Lezesh Yikara Biyodel Gomul in Yadichu Binan Lorak She Biyodel Atakein. Kiyim Yishiyah Gam Omed Lezeh. He calls Tosin Zavach Lamedah we just saw. Right? You need mitzvah leosvo. What's the reason? You need omer the tak and apsul. You need a mitzvah leosvo. Like kol omer the zorak and zorak dami. You need a mitzvah the zorak. Let's talk about bakama that way. Not a mitzvah. It's not omer the zorak. Uvehemir das. Nei de biyodo lachzor. We got mitzvah. Yikoma kom kema de mumuru. Vien omer lachzor nebuch. Lo mahani mashu mitzvah. Kenza biyodo gomer. Lo mahani rak li dichi mei korah. I myself can do it.
The ticket of Mizbeach told him to Gizborin. Sheshach lebedek habayis, the muscle of Gizborin. Ah, the mitzvah of the takno, the kovalo choshe biyodo shal misha tzor lakav akorbin. Ah, but b'dichu mei koro, sagi af b'mashi b'yad acherim the takin. Pema shal shnei shutfin, mashi biyodo likach chetzu ha-shein lo mahani af b'dichu mei koro, because it's tarti. Number one, I can't force you to sell to me. Biyad Hashem to sell to me. Number two, gam leka mitzvah Hashem lemacho. That doesn't work. Rabosai, he spells it out. There were really three different levels, and he goes through the lumdus of each of them. This is again, Mikdash David, Simulam, Gimel, Sukkot, and Beis, page Reish, Pei Dal in this edition. Start with the word Venera. Okay. That's what he says. Fine. So what about Hadassim? I'll be discussing Hadassim here. I don't see it offhand. Hadassim will be a sort of in between. Why will it be in between? It's biyado. But it's not over the kach. It's an Isser to do it. What, the average Jew is going to do an Isser? It says in the Mishnah, if you did it, it's kash, but the average Jew is a from Jew. So again, it's not over the kach. Then I ask you to see, Rabbi Osai, a Tosis Yishonim increases. I don't know if anyone saw that yet. Let's see. So we should start with the Gemara. See what it says. Whole discussion over here. Let's take a look at Tosfos. How many Tosfos do you shun him? Someone's asked. I don't know if it's going kol shebiyad lo habidichoy. Hani mili she'ein od nidche machas psulo kmo shekibol adam unesano lesmolo. Tavik ilu nesano ala ritzba sheyachzav yitlenu. Abel hai nidche machas psula guf. V'dom aminim izvachim izbech shnifkam kol koshim shiur shem psulim. Afagav de biyad lo malas hapegima. Wow. Psula guf. Wow. If that's the case, you can say by Hadas, it's a psula guf. A whole new svar. A psula guf is different than some other kind of psul. I'm not sure you had to find what's psula guf, what's a psula shenat shabu guf, but that may be critical in our discussion as well. Having said this, Rabbi Osai, we have to go to the question we raised a little bit yesterday, Rabbi Kivega. Kivega was discussing the issue, is biyado or not biyado on the level of Doraisa, since Midoraisa, assuming like the Rashi with the Tosfos, that Tikkun Kli is only Midorabanan, so we can say at a level of Doraisa it's considered to be biyado. Remember the Pnei Yeshua, Doraisa versus Midorabanan. According to the Mordechai, I got stuck, because the Mordechai held that it's an Isa Doraisa. We spoke about this yesterday. So it's fascinating over here, again, it's in the Mikdash David. The same Sivkot, but much later. I'll read it to you again from inside. It's so beautiful. That was on page Resh Pei Dal I read to you. Now I'm reading to you on page Resh Tzadi Aleph. 7 pages later. It's still the same. Ooh, it's still here. There's a lot to say. He quotes Zvachan Daf Ayin Gimel. That's also the Ma'amar Kamos. For that, I put on Ma'amar for this reason. Zvachin Ayin Gimel. We have a whole tour of Osai. And the Sefer Zvachin. Again, where is Zvachin? Let's start on Aleph. For those who learned your day ever, if you have an animal, so we say Balei Chayim are not bottle in certain limited cases. Balei Chayim Chashiv lo b'teili. Says the Gemara, v'nimshoch v'nikrav chad minayu, v'neima called the parash miruba parash. It's a cloud god, like everyone subas, you know. If something while it's still mixed up, kavua k'machza machza. If you pull it away, if it fell away, let's say, so it's considered to be parash, and you follow the majority. The majority. So what's the problem? Mora says, Nimshoch, have a look kavua. Chol kavua k'machza machza dami. Ella, no, don't you pull it out. Nich b'shinu d'naydi. What do you mean? You have the animals lined up. You make sure they all spread out. They'll move on their own. Naidi, they'll move. The name is called the parish of a parish. The answer is, it's called the Gzeira Shema Yigech Menach Kavua. That's what's called in the Yoredei Simen Kuf Yud. Gzeira Shema Yigech Menach Kavua. Okay? Fine. Says the... we should really look, I guess, at a Rashi. I think Rashi's on Aleph. Okay, let's go slow. Where is this Rashi? Excuse me, I'm not finding it. Maybe it was here. Missed it. Okay. Here we go. Imachav lo marzi. Why? To itchle midrabonon. What does that mean? Nearly, midorais the b'shas kviyusa lochazi ad the 90 for gozel be rabbana mishum kviyusa have a dchuyim in a Torah. Wait a minute, dchuyim in a Torah. But in a Torah, you allowed it. Spread them out. Why is it considered dchuyim in a Torah? Why? In that Torah, you can something gzeresh in the kavua. Explains the Mikdash David as follows. He quotes Rashi. Koshel Rashi. Hech ef shalom with the koshel posel mit rabbon of the dochim mit the raisa. To ashkan mit rabbon and also lakrivo. From over the krivo kosher. Well, dam she did over the zorok of the two about the korban achev lo arinon. She did chadam in lizrok. Great kasher. Rashi says, no. Kevon da ata in a royal he korban mit the raisa vishim kavua. It's considered to be dochim. Miu. Below he said the rabbonon. You can just take him and move him away by yourself with your own hands. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch one more time. See what Rabbi Akiva said. Remind ourselves what he said. Well, so we're coming to the end of the sugya. Soon. We'll start the next sugya. So just open the Shulchan Aruch just briefly. We had this Rabbi Akiva yesterday. Tough, Reish. Where are we? Mem Vav. Where is it? Here it is. Tov Reish, we're coming on the Taz of Cotton Vav. Where the Taz said, Rabosai, the whole Shal of Dichu, it's set back and forth. What did he say? We should be machmer as a sveka d'oraisa. We remember Kiva one more time. The Zaiti, Tois Lamed Gimel says, after biyada, the dava should biyada lo mikir dichoy af yadav karbonis, lo havi kol kach dichoy, hayna kamosh kosva Tois and Zvach Lamed Dalid, came into us lamad biyamtif, ayin sham, im kain lo havi sabi mid araisa, da pshita mid araisa mutta lalaktan, kamosh kosva Tois lehed yabi yumad af Lamed Dalid, yeah. Also, tikkun demiyat anav im eno nir tikkun kol kach shikosh tikkun mid Torah. And Levush was the same thing. Nirikim etaka. It came in the rice of Avi Dichoy. To be yodo. It came in the midrabbonon. Also the lok davim etaka and kli. Avi Dichoy midrabbonon. Can have a sub with the rabbonon. Yeah, the Mordechai knows it's the rice. Okay, but we don't hold that way. The pashtus. Not for you for a goy. She's not a mitzvah. Maybe the Mordechai will agree to tell a goy to eat it. Why? I said segresha. We're not going into that right now. Okay? And Tosis of Lamed Gimel, to be Dichu Mekoru, or Be'ev Yadav, Tavi Be'yodah, Ligami, Pshinu Lo Havi Dichu, even Karbonis. See, guys, a bunch of kashas. But the implication over here is against what we just saw in the Gemara's Vachem with the Rashi. A machloikis, Rabbi Osai. If Midoraisa, you're allowed to do something, Rabbonis, you're not allowed to do it, is that considered now Dochi as a shav dochi dichu daraisa the rabbanon. Kuvek is a beferish is the rabbanon, and the Rashi in parentheses in Zvachim said it's a daraisa. Maybe the parentheses only parentheses. I don't know how else to get to that gemara. So I saw in the Masifta a very interesting pshat. What are they fighting about? Someone's the machloek. What are they fighting about? The lumdus rabosai, the lumdus what biyada does. Kota b'kivi eger biyado indicates a limitation of the level of the psul. So midoraisa depends on what is beyond the midoraisa. As long as midoraisa, you could do it, you could pull off the berries. So the level of psul is much lower. The Mikdash David says no. Biyado is not discussing the level of the psul. Biyado is discussing the level of the dichui. Of the dichui itself. In other words, despite the psul, it's not considered dochui, biyado. Then it depends upon what? Biyado b'pol mamish. So if it's b'pol mamish, he can't do it, even though the rabbanon are the ones that are asking him, end up being dochui b'doraisa. That's how they explain it over there. Interesting explanation. And they explain there that these two conditions of biyad or gomer. We saw in Mikdash Torah, I read to you. What do you need? You need biyad or mamish and omed lekach. So we can say it like this. Biyado is necessary to weaken the level of the psul. Omer the kach is necessary. Listen carefully. Omer the kach is necessary to weaken the dichoy itself. So when the Mikdash David required two conditions, wasn't some two conditions, he threw two conditions in the middle of nowhere. Each of the conditions is necessary to knock out another prong of the dichoy. Follow? It's a question of the he said before that the machloikas is was biyado achieving. Is it lowering the level of the dichoy or the lowering of the dagger of the psul? So you need both situations of biyado to make a full biyado. You need the biyado mamish to lower the level of the psul because I can always undo it. It's not so possible. In omer lekach. Not to lower the level of the dichoy. Hey, what it means pushed away? It's gonna fix it. And they quote a fascinating source, or next to the last source on this topic, from the Eishel Avraham Primogonim, Tof Resh Mem Tes, at the end. There's a sort of a summation he has over here. If I can find it right over here. Tof Resh Mem Tes, Sivkotin Chof. Miu b'mudr hano. Mudr hano. I told you about mudr hano. It was nodr hano from an esrog on Yom Tov. Can't eat it. Well, should we say it's nirav v'nitcha? No. Biyodo li shoyl. It's biyodo to have a Torah's nadarim. Rabosai. You have a Torah's nadarim. A Torah's nadarim is a beautiful thing to do. It's a mitzvah to do. It's a good thing to do. And therefore, we should say, b'pshuto, that it is considered biyado, because he can have a Torah's nedarim. Let's take a look. Have yodea. You see it? It's in mine, it's printed, it's bolded. Esrog she'osa atzma b'shvua b'achila. L'mechala posikol zayin yomim, because it's not edible. V'tevel chagav nanami. V'boy mishul l'armina. Why you say that he boy Mitchell? Maybe you don't say he boy Mitchell. Okay? But, not done yet. Hold on. Umiyu b'mudar anoa my b'shah yomim kosher l'chatchila l'chashin. No. I'm not finding what I'm looking for. It's in here somewhere. The lush of the primogodim that is as follows. Kol shehu sovev adavar ef shlo havi nira v'nitcha v'nira. Since he created it, he created it. He's the one. So it's further up. I'm reading to you. I don't know, you have different prints. I'm reading to you the primogodim. I'm trying to figure out how you can find it. It's a long one. Maybe you can find these words. Okay, but Mudra Anami Lulav Atzma Yeshlomi Yitla below Brochab Yom Rishon, parentheses, Vim Noda Vyomta Vinishal al Nidro Litzor Yomta Vyeshloma the Kagav no have a nira vinitcha the Biyodahu, Vinami lo have a Biyoda Yeshloma, Kol Shu Sovi Sive Vadova, Evshla have a nira vinitcha vinir vitzarachim. What does that mean? He did it. What does that mean? If Biyodo proves that the Darga Psul is lower, so you can say, a psul which I created my own hands is lower still. So it just fits in better with the idea of the dagas psul, as opposed to the idea of the dagas hadichoy, which again we saw before the machlokas of B'kiv Eger with the Mikdash Dalet. And our final point is the Vilna Gaon, Sivkotan Dalet. Sivkotan Dalet. Back to Torah Fresh Memvar. Says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siv Beis, Oba v'likton, o shalikton, echad echad l'achila, harei ze kasha. Says the Gra towards the end of this, it's a long story, I can't read the whole thing. Yeah. Ishmita shechonach v'ramba masugya, the sham, the ashra emas. Why? Shnarminan shalam agimel, v'tif shalemi ha, there are papa v'gufa, mashmi arminan l'chumra, afil adochim me'kar avidochik, and v'abayder av Yirmiya, came in the l'chumra shav v'l'kotchim, uvakashi v'dichim me'kar avidichuk, v'shakosu perek tesa psochim, perek av the kiddushin, perek av the zvachim, Pegbasa the Krisis, Ushar Makomis, became the Maskana, Ipshit, the Dichu Mekara, Lo Havidichu. Who said that? That's a Ritva, right? Lo Havidichu. Imken Akarcha, Filu the Kula, and Dichu Yetzel Mitzvahs. Vimken, who I did, Lenir Venitche. Why? To have Papa Nir Venitchu. I ain't Tosis and Shadaku, but Tosis got stuck with Akasha, it doesn't work out. That's all kinds of, that's what he told us we saw yesterday. It's just an easy answer. Now, but how can the Gaon say this just on his own? Well, take a look at one, which I think it's on the Maram HaKomas, I'm not sure. There's the Rambam. Aloha, hey. Right. Nothing is discussed in the Rambam at all about this whole question of when. Why not? What happened to the parent of Dichoy? So Rabbeinu Manoach says exactly what the Vilna Gaon says. Let's read the Rabbeinu Manoach, okay? Imamata Beyontif, okay? Oba Valikta, he went against it, he did it anyway. Okay, he did it. Nira v'nitches v'nira, yeah, kosher. Aydochim mekara, yeah. We not until Adachal Yontif, with the Lopo, but Ashko Yidna Beyontif, O Masmo, Mashnas Fide, Kosher Miet and Kosher, Ain Dichet on Mitzvahs. Loshna lekula, loshna lechumah. The more suggested by Pekisi Adam, one way or the other. Vafila benirav enitcha. Why? Ukepshuta demasnisin. Tekisal aruah chayav lechasas. The meaning of the Gemara, kulam edicha etz mitzvahs. You know the maskonas of Gemara. There's no dirichu not only by mitzvahs, not even in the case of nirav enitcha. We pass on the kula gamarnu, the biggest kula, more than the ritva. It's no dirichu at all. Not even nirav enitcha. That's why the Rabban left it out, the Mechava left it out. Adkan. I both say we spent a little too much time here on Kochim. Let's get back to Masechta Sukkah. But now the truth is we're going to Masechta Shabbos. We're going from Zvachim to Shabbos. I've got to be honest with you. I'm not fool you. Because the next Sukkah in the Gemara is all about Issa Malachim. Right? That's what it's all about. Let's open it to the Gemara. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Says the Heligah Gemara Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Tana Rabbanan, in Mimatim Biyontif, Mishim Rabbi Lezer, Bershimen Amru, Mimatim, Ayakam Atakim Mona Biyontif, Omer Rav Ashion Shalikta Lachila, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Tzavla Kavua, who's his father, Bershimen, the Yomar, Dova Shein Miskavim Mutter, Frek the Gemara, Vabaye Verov and Amitavayu, Modi Rabbi Shimon Pesikresh of Loyomas, Hachavim Ayaskinon, the Isle Hoshana Achriti, this is a world, earth-shattering Gemara. Earth-shattering. No, mamish earth-shattering Gemara. It's such a critical, critical Gemara. Critical Gemara. Full seed Rashi and seed Tosfos. Rashi says, V'modi Rabbi Shimon, V'psegresha, oh, before that. V'takamona she apostle makshira. Shalikton lanov malolu minadas almanas lochon ayinam paskavan achshiro. I psikresha. We ome echtoch rosh behemazu b'shabbos. Many roses to Thomas. The kevin sheyevshe Shlo Thomas kemis. Oh, look at Rashi's words. Kemis kaven choshev le. You know what's going on? Sequence like a miskaven. Chiamina davar shem miskaven mutagon sheheichad efshal of the low. He's going to gore adam meet the kisev v'safsal v'vachlo. He's kaven lasas chwitz. V'yaf kavdika lemechas dilma avet chwitz. Kaven dam miskaven achi efshal grab below chwitz. Ki yavin am chwitz. Havi malach gemura lo mechayev. Havi heichad the dvaray avet modi. Tricha is a shana chwiti v'lo tzoruch lahai hilkach. Ein kan tikun kli. Lo tzricha le'elach shurim. V'lo dami ashlip sekreisha. The hosam ikan etilas neshama monoshach. V'ocha lecha tikun kli. Aval I lo havi achwiti mashra le'mona. Lo tzoruch lochi v'afal gav lo beskaven lochi osar. The sekreisha le'elach. Rabos, I have one question to ask you. If Rashi is right, if he has a different hadas, it's not called tikun kli, why is it also called Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says, it holds like his father. Very nice if Melech holds his father, beautiful thing. But what do you need it for? Could it hold like his father's opponent? Rabbi Yehuda would still be mutter. There's no tikkun. Agamar says it goes like his father. This Rashi is a pellet. I repeat. Rashi says if you have another hadas, it's not a tikkun at all. Then why is it also called Rabbi Yehuda? Gemara says, clearly, he has hold like his father. What a great kash answer. How do you answer that kash? It's a great kash. Let's see Tosis. Mo de Rabbi Shimon b'Sekreish of Lo Yomus Ikan Milsaya Peregrei Velas Demila Gabi Bosser Afam Gabi Yisparas Yikos Tim Toma Increases Gabi Chote Gecholim B'Shabbos Uvarum Eilei and Amar Demand the Mechayev Savalak Rabbi Yehuda B'Dov Hashem Miskavein Uman the Potek Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so far so good. Tosis is going to come with an unbelievable assumption, and that's an unbelievably strong kasha based on an unbelievable assumption. Watch. Val korach of psikreishu. What? Doesn't say so. Has to be. Why? Mi de mechayev of the Rabbi Yehuda, the bemilsa de la psikreishu lek ali sura bialma. Tim Cain, the Rabbi Shimon and my potter. They come with an assumption, which they say in a few places in Shas, which the Ritva says is dead wrong, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabosai, it's very important to understand, in Ilkel Shabbos, there's Chayev and Potter, and there's Osir and Mut. Everyone knows this. This is basic stuff. Right? So, Machlokos, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, about Einam Eskavit, is not limited to Shabbos. It applies here, this is like Shabbos, it's Yontif. It applies other places. A Nazir, he combs his hair, it's a question of Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. You're talking about this. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. It's a general shaila, and it's an asa muta shaila. So Rabbi Yehuda holds asa. Would Rabbi Yehuda hold an isa daraisa? Obviously, yes. Except in Shabbos. Tosfos in Shabbos is assuming it's that Shabbos would be the rabbani. You know why? Explain it in other places in Shas. Meleches machsheves osra Torah. Rabbi Chaim Brisk explains in his famous piece in the Rambam that meleches machsheves on Shabbos requires not only intent, but certainty. If it's not too certain, it's not called Melechas Machsheves. Comes out that if Rabbi Yehuda holds Chayev, it must be a certainty. It must be a psikresha. No, if it's a psikresha, why could Rabbi Shimon is a mutter? Why are you potter? Should be also, should be Chayev? That's Tosfos Kasha, based on an assumption that he made. V'yesh Loma. The Ein Miskaven, the Hosom Hainu, the Ein Choshesh Bavarosom, the Kach Potter, Rabbi Shimon Mishum, a whole different cloud, Rabosai, as opposed to the machlokas of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda Ben Miskaven, which is kol haTorah kula machlokas, ain't tzricha legufa is purely a Shabbos machlokas. So he's saying over here the Gemara meant, although didn't say it there, ain't tzricha legufa. Kama chofa guma ve'en tzorcha liyafa. The pot of Shimon, afal pi the psikreshu, because you don't need the hole, you just need the dirt. So the chilazon of apostle b'shul the kagol, the chenot period. Chenot the mishani ochad yisra shana yisera. Hayin the mishum to us having malacha shein etzricha legufa. Rebbein nishal olam. You ever learn Shabbos? Malacha shein legufa is what is chenot the mishum is what? It's the next word. If Yehuda holds chay, mishum holds potter, not mutter. Ain't a miskav. Remember Yehuda holds oster, mishum holds mutter. Ain't tzricha legufa, Rabbi Yehuda holds chayav b'shimon holds potter, not mutter. What's going on? Af al gav da fili Rabbi Shimon potter avalasu. Yeah, what a great kasha. Hachashari Mishum Mitzvah. Mishum Mitzvah. Look in Ksubas, you have in Ksubas, you saw the big Tysus, and the Kuntris says it's not to take and clean, and they give him a free pass. They give him a free pass and ask Akasha. If it's ain't a tikkun klal, why is it called the Buddha? Can you imagine they gave him a pass? I guess it wanted to be nice to Rashi. Okay, fine. Gave him a pass.
The fact that it's
Malach Hashem Shezugu Vanu Rabbanon Malach Mitzvah, or it's just... No, Malach Hashem Shezugu is part of a loss by the Rishon, by the Rabbanon. No distinction,
Bipshut. No, but the fact that they made it much, it was because it was called Mitzvah, or because it's on a tikkun klal, which is the Rabbanon, and it's Malach Mitzvah.
I assume it's the Rabbanon only be Malach Mitzvah, right? The combination, even that's a Chiddush. That's a tremendous Chiddush. We, since when are we, the ends justify the means? Not so simple. Not so simple. Oh. Let's take a look, Rabbosai, in the Maharam. The Maharam talks about your point, as a matter of fact. The Maharam in Lublin in the back. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Nearly, we go very slowly. How the Hutzchua Tosas licht of the Iker Bosayah Sham, Rabbi Lezer the Mila, Shem the Sham Uchach, to Rabbi Shimon Moda B'Psik Reisha, the Chaya Min HaTorah. You might have thought, Rabbi Shimon, if you're arguing on Asa versus Mutter, Rabbi Shimon is more than it's Asa, but Asa the Rabbana. No! You see in Kufla Megimel and Shabbos Asa with the Reisah, Chaya, how do you know? Shem the Koyolef, Mikro, the Mila, the Dolchat Saras. I feel embarrassed. You got to park up Shimon Lomeli Kraw, Tapele, Mishim, the Sfile, the Dava Shem, the Skaven, Mutter. Abai Rabbi say, Sigration, Rasalama, the Lakach, Itzrich Kraw. I feel Rabbi Shimon. When it's a Kraw, Shmad of Sigration, Chayim and Torah, I feel Rabbi Shimon. That's what I introduced that. Now we have the Kashim, Chode Gacholim, Sigration, Iri. Rabbi Shimon, why is it Potter? He holds it's Chayim and Torah. But our Gemara itself wouldn't be a kasha. We could have said the Mordechai b'Shimon Sikreisha Hainu and Shei Pot of Alos and Rabbanon. Ainu Miskavim v'Yamas Snap Sikreisha. It's Mutter Gamre. There would have been no problem of Chod the Bikachol and the Pot of Shimon. That's why they call the Kor Peres of the Mila. Beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful pshat. A beautiful pshat in the Maharam Lublin. Why do they have to say Ikum Masablas and the Mila? Go straight to the kasha and Krisus. No, it's beautiful. It's mamash mosik bidvash. If not for Blessed Demila, you could have said it's motor said there are only motor b'drabon and the kasha will be no kasha. No, it's chayav. Mwah. This pshat is mosik bidvash. Beautiful. Why did I tell you what Ikav are? For a reason. They're not just showing the bekiyas so that they know shas. They shouldn't be chosh or toises. Okay. Fine. Fine? Fine. Good. Now I have a big question. A major, major question. Tosas answers, what's the answer at the end? He says, Hacha Shari Misha Mitzvah. With me? Ask me a kasha. You should ask the kasha yourself. If you didn't ask yourself, go back to our hero here, Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz. He asks this gewaldige kasha. Mamash knocks your socks off this kasha. It's such a great, great kasha. Take a look. Give a look. It's next to the last piece, column 3, page Yud Zayin in our print. Boyz Adibur, Hocha Shor Mishem Mitzvah. Tzarech Iyun, Heichi Shayach L'Mishem Mishem Mitzvah, V'Lechava L'Mitzvah. It's a contradiction in terms. He's the only taking off the pit. He wants. Why? Because he wants to eat it. And what's the heter? Mitzvah. It's a contradiction. Everyone understand the question? Tied to the sasri. Make up your mind, mister. If it's for a mitzvah, then you don't want to eat it. If it's for eat, it's not a mitzvah. Yeah, I can have both. And the answer is Tzarechiyun. How can I have both? So the answer is given by Rav Zalman Golias. Brilliant answer. Like this. He's mechaven la'achila. He only is interested in eating berries. That's it, nothing more. He has other hadasim. Rabbi, I'm asking by show of hands, who has ever had a hadas that became possible somewhere other in the middle of Sukkot? Raise your hand. It dries up, it falls off. It's not that he has a man l'shem mitzvah. We, the royal we of Bezdin, of Chazal, they have a man l'shem mitzvah. Because they know it's going to come down the road, it's going to have a problem on his hands. Moshe Midrash. Rabbi Lozzer Marsh is assuming that he has a man l'shem mitzvah. No, that's a contradiction. He has a man l'shem achila. We have a man l'shem mitzvah. I don't see any other terrace. So Rabbi Osai, the free pass that was given to Rashi over here was not given anywhere else. Tosfos and Ksubos, I guess you see, does not give Rashi a free pass. Let's open the Tosfos and Ksubos, if you don't mind. Davava ben Aleph. I'm curious, who in his life ever learned the first pack of Ksubos? Raise your hand. Not so many people. I guess Ksubos is not such a common mesecht. I thought everyone learned the Ksubos already. Okay. Huh? Shas Katan, yeah, but not everyone. Now people learn in different places, and they don't get everything, every Masechta in there. Okay, no, I'm not tying it to anybody. What's that Vav? Is that what it is? I think Vav, no. Here we go. Oh, here we go. It's a biggie. I don't ask for the very small parts of it because it's too big. Lech and the main idea of the mission before Kevin is called the Yibud. I've got the Psyk Rasha. Hey, Pierce Baruch, the Chol Psyk Rasha, the Nicholai Shari. Where's his Raya? Zvachim. Zalfan Yana Gabi Oishim. Avad the Psyk Rasha, the Vada Mechabahu. Kev lo Nicholai Bahai Kibui Shari. What's the second Raya? Sukkot Lamed Gimel. Yes. Right. Akshan Rida. Lichalei the Chayash Vatikin Shari. And the Re says that the Aruch is wrong. It's wrong. Wrong. Rayas the Aruch ain't on Rayas. Tahi the Matyam Shimon Zalif Yanagabi Yishim Iklimemar the Mitzvah Shiny. Ayashan achvita glemema, the shari mishum mitzvah. As we said, not that he has kavanah for mitzvah. Fine. Inami hachibusha. A psik reishu ishtan achviti hochein shari l'Rab Shimon. Why? Look at this now. He's an answer to the kasha. The shema lo yitztarech lo v'nim shlo tikin kli hilchel apsik reishu aber Rabbi Yehuda asur. The Shema Yitzdarech Lo V'Igloi Milsa the Kli Avad. A fascinating idea in Tosfos. We asked the Kasha before, how did Rashi say it's not a tikkun at all? It's not a tikkun at all, Rabbi Osai. He wants to call them Yehuda. He says, no, that's not what it means, not a tikkun at all. It means, right now it's not a tikkun at all, and it's very likely it will never be a tikkun, because Kol's Mani has other Hadassim, it's not considered a tikkun. Rabbi Osai, when we learn Shabbos, we'll learn Shabbos next year, B'Sehad HaShemayim. So, Tikkun Kli is somewhat subjective. A guy's kosev. He writes a letter, done, gemacht. Right? He plants a seed, he did it. No, what's in your head is irrelevant. But Tikkun Kli, who said it's a Tikkun in the first place? You think it's a Tikkun, I think it's a Kilkul. There's subjectivity built in over here. Follow me? So we're going to suggest over here now, that right now, it said, Rashi's right. Rashi says, ain't kind of Tikkun Kli. I wasn't called Rabbi Yehuda. Right now, there's no Tikkun Kli, given the present circumstances. What will happen if this Hadass becomes possible? Then it'll be retroactively determined that it is a Tikkun Kli. It should be also called Rabbi Yehuda, but Mutter called Rabbi Shimon, because it may never come to it. In other words, if I drag a ditch, I drag this along the ground, I make a ditch or not. Don't know. I don't know. What will I find out? In 10 seconds. In 10 seconds I'll know I made a dish or didn't make a dish. Rabbi Shimon holds mutter, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's awesome. I pull off a berry to eat breakfast. Okay. Is it a ticket or not? I won't know in 10 seconds. I won't know in 10... In 10 days, I'll know. Because if it... I'll know in 7 days. Till then, I won't know. Because if Sukkot's passed without incident, and my Hadassim stay, I put them in good, put them in tin foil, put them in the refrigerator, everyone has his own shtick towels, everybody's the other mice is how you keep it kosher. So if I do it correctly, it'll be turned out that what I did 7 days, 6 days ago, was for naught, it was only for breakfast. But if something goes wrong in the next 6 days, it'll turn out that it was a tikkun. But it's the same thing fundamentally, it's pulling a drink, so it takes 10 seconds, here it takes 6 days. Might have to be. That's a chiddush. As Atos and Ksuba says, in Shabbos, they don't like this teretz. Am I correct? I asked these toast in Shabbos too? I don't have my marrow combs in front of me. I think so. I hope so.
Isn't that just an example of standard Darshan Miskame?
I wouldn't call it so standard. Toast says it is. Obviously, Tosas and Shabbos do this too. They didn't give this answer. They didn't hold from this. This is not a classic Darshan Miskame. That's how you pull a chair, it'll make or not make a ditch in this present action. Here, the action, the same action. Whether it'll end up being a tikkun or not depends on some side point. That's a chiddush of Tosas and Ksuvos. Right? Tosas and Shabbos presumably doesn't hold that way. Rabbi will say, give me a minute. Okay. Exactly, Rashi says. I guess the whole, it's not a classic as Adam Miskam. Follow me? Here they don't quote Rashi by name. They say that Rashi is wrong. What are they fighting about? Either what we just said, they're fighting about whether it's considered a classic Ein Miskaven, right? It's not right away. We can make another suggestion. Rabbosai, Dover Shein Miskaven according to Rabbi Yehuda, is it a Doraisa or the Rabbona? Tosus here said assume it's the Rabbona. That's how I know it's a Psik Reisha, right? That we saw before. And elsewhere, Tosus may hold that it's a Doraisa. There's a rhythm that says a Numa. Maybe that's exactly what they're fighting about over here. Tosus here is a Shitosa. Dover Shein Miskaven is going to use under the Rabbona. Not a Melech, it's Machshev, it's almost a Suffolk, as Reb Chaim explains. Here in our case, Rabbosai, in our case, it is a Suffolk now. If this is going to be considered a Melecha, an Issa Daraisa, we could say that it's going to be Sveika Daraisa Chumah Kuhn Rabbi Yehuda, because as Tosfos seems to say in Masechta, hold on a second. Well, let me get this straight one more time. There's a suffix right now if this action that I'm doing will make a malacha or not. If Rabbosai, this is Doraisa, it would appear that Tosus and Ksubis is correct. Even if you'll find later on as a malachal, bin Isa Daraisa. And if it's fake Daraisa Lachumra. Because Tosus in Ksubis, we're assuming, holds not like Tosus in Sukkah, that holds as a Darabonin. Why? Because you need Malachas Makshav, you need a Vados. It's not a Vados. Only thing is, it's going to be clarified only 6 days later. So what? It's not a Vados. Follow? So Tosfos here in Masechta, mixing my different Masechtas. Tosfos. Oh, it's not Sukkah. Forgive me, I misspoke. I'm going to toast in Shabbos and toast in Ksubos. The Tosfos here, again, I don't know who the Tosfos holds which way. The Tosfos, Rabbi Osai, in Ksubos, that Vav, gives the Teretz, they hold like our Tosfos. Like our Tosfos. That's why I toast, that's why I give Rashi a pass. Tosfos over here is working with the assumption you saw in the Maram that Eina Meskaven according to the Beauty is a Derabbanan. Why? It's not Melech Machshavas. Why? It's not about Dos, Reb Chaim explains. If that's the case, we can answer the answer to Ksubas. It's not about Dos. You ask, is it a class Eina Meskaven? That's so classic, but still not about Dos. But Tosfos in Shabbos, it doesn't give Rashi a pass. I call it Rashi, I don't call it Rashi. They don't give that Shita a pass, because perhaps the Tosfos and Kuf Gimel hold that if right now, when I finish my action, it should be Mutter. So Tosfos and Akasha Kuf Gimel very well. If it's true, it's not a ticket right now. Amai ka'oma hosom the sub la kavua dama dama shin miskavim mutter. Why is it like Rabbi Shimon? What Rabbi Huda might also say right now? Well, it's not so hard to explain. Let's put it this way. Let's rephrase it. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole din, I think I said it wrong before. If the whole din according to Rabbi Yehuda is the Rabbana, right? So you can say it like this. Maybe there only goes there, Rabbi Yehuda, if I pull the bench, and it may make a hole, may not make a hole. If it makes a hole, it makes a hole immediately. Follow me? So I made a gzera. It's the Rabbana, right? Don't do it. But if it's only going to, right now it's nothing. Only maybe in 6 days, and we don't know when, it's going to come out that it was something bad, then it makes a error, because it's not going to be the Raisa anyway, because it's only the Rabbona, because it's not about those. That's the Tosfos I'm suggesting over here in Masechta Shabbos. That's where it gets stuck, according to Shitas Rashi. But Tosfos and Masechta Ksubos, let's go back one more time. See what they said. What did they say? Oh. Av Rabbi Yehuda, watch this. Asur, why? The Shema Yitztarichla, Vigloy Milsa, the Kli Avad. Like I say, on a simple level, they did make a gzera. Simple level. They made a gzera, even though you're not going to know about it for 6 days. They made a gzera. Or you could say that they hold that according to Rabbi Yehuda is a shalav adoraisa. A shalav adoraisa, then you can't say sveged rabbanu l'kula. Maybe. That's one answer. A second answer may be they're fighting in the machlokas between Tosfos and the Mordechai. Is Tikkun Hadas Adoraisa Derabbanan. That could be another reason that they're having a machlokas. If it's a Doraisa, then here they're right. Rabbi Yehuda also Shem Yitzchakla goes to the Kliyavah because it'd be a Sveka Doraisa. If it's a Derabbanan, then as they say in Daf Kuv Gimel, they have a Kasha. Yeah, it should be mutter even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The only Rabbanans. Sveka Lekula. It's another way. Now, I've done it 5 minutes. I just want to give an introduction to tomorrow's Shia. That will not be part of Purim. Tomorrow we'll have a Purim Shia. Not Purim Torah. Purim Shia, a little bit. And Masechta Sukkah, a little bit. This is the intro to tomorrow's Shia. Miyu Yesh Loma. To also Tikun Muot. Kimo Miyut Anovim. To also Lema Derabbanan. What does that mean? What that means is that psikresh lo nichle kontra Tosfos is aser against the yaruch. Right? They're against the yaruch. Tosfos against the yaruch consistently. But if it's a matter of a derabbanon, then it's okay. Rabosai, this at first glance does not make sense to us. Why should it be okay? Why should it be okay? Call the ticket rabbanon, Rabosai, what? Can't the raisa ticket. If it's a gresh lo nichi by the raisa is asur, by the rabbanon should also be asur. How do you explain this? Okay. So my introduction to tomorrow's shiur is a very interesting citation I want to show you right now. If I can find it, we'll end the shiur with this. Machlokas is Rabbi Chana. Ha'orach v'taisis segreshul nichle. L'chora niretam machlokas zu. Natoli b'taima de mod Rabbi Shimon segreshul. Yesh l'farash b'zeh b'shnei tam. Aleph. Noz z'chofef aval lo sorek to streak up segreshul. Yesh lomar. Kevin de odea de mistrikoso yitlosh saras mirkuy mechava letlisha. Rashi says this way. Didn't we see Rashi? Rashi and Ha'odaf said, he said, Kimiskavin Choshevle. Three words. The first words on the wide lines. This is, I think this is Rashi. Abel Hered lo nichle. Akochein miskav. He says, wait a second. If Rashi is right, then the Aruch is right. Aruch is right. What do you say? Since he does A will inevitably lead to B. Since he knows that, by definition, he's called a Mechavan on B. Makes no sense of Mechavan on B. He couldn't care less if B happens or not. What? Rabosai, Chewy knows B is going to happen, but he doesn't care. If he doesn't care, what's the problem? Ad Kandibi Rabbi Chon. So far, so good? Base. Kaiba, the street keeps the gracious of the Tlisha. Nimsa, hears these words. The Tlisha Bichlal Srika. When you comb your hair, included in combing is pulling out hairs. V'sagi b'mashem mechavon l'srika af she'enem mechavon l'tlisha that tlisha nechlelos b'srika can afilo nichle b'tlisha and the potter mishem enem mechavon to mechavon l'srika tlisha mechlal srika kevin yishal azu below zu v'haynu ten sorol kavon l'guf ha'malocha l'sagi b'mashem mechavon l'maisa she'malocha nechlelos b'abek reyach yeah l'fizeh adam ha'poshet. The sheet is also with the rice of the Holy Spirit, but Levi Mishap. With Shabbos. I hold even with Shabbos. What's he saying over here? Not the Pshat that when I do A, I'm calling Mechavan on B. I'm Mechavan only on A. But then the Torah says that A and B is indivisible. A-B. It's one thing. It reminds me what we said before, right, with the Rebbe Lezer Moshe. Rabbi Sefraim's answer? Not the pshat that he has the Gemara Shem Mitzvah. Chazal says the Shem Mitzvah. In the negative sense. Not that he says a Kavana for B, which is a Malacha. The Torah says, you have Kavana for A. We view A and B as one indivisible unit. And therefore we label you as a Mechavan on B. I don't care if you want B, if you don't want B. Meiridik. You had a Lumbus for a Mechana? This is the key to the whole sugya. Is this Lumbus? This is the key to the, this is it. This is the key. This is the key. This is the key. This is the key. Having said that, Rabbi Osai, I'll give you just a little bit of a preview for tomorrow's year. Can't resist. What's the halacha? You'll see in the Marma comments for tomorrow. Or when is she? When's Mincha tomorrow in the Beis Medrash? So we'll have 11:30 shiur. Okay, 11:30 shiur. What Rabosai is the din of Sikresha the Nichale by the Rabbanon? Who got there in the Ma'amar Karmis? Nobody. We'll stop here. Okay, that's not your fight. Went quickly. Well, tomorrow, and then we'll talk about that topic and try to discuss the sugya of segregation as much as we can. as well as talking about Purim or Tainas Esther. If you have any shailos about Tainas Esther, you better ask them right now. If it's about Purim, you can wait until tomorrow. No? Good. See you tomorrow. It's 11:30. We're out of the Shemayim.